Maximize focus. Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus. Alexander Graham Bell. Maximizing or maintaining your focus is another huge part of attention management. After all, the textbook definition of focus, at least as we're using it, is pay particular attention to. The ability to focus means that you not only pay attention to the task at hand, but you can also sustain that attention. Focus is quite often the difference between success and failure. Why it's important? At one point or another, you've surely struggled with your focus. You know how much it can kill your productivity and hinder your ability to concentrate. What's the point of figuring out where to direct your attention if you can't focus long enough to accomplish anything? The ability to focus helps you get more done, ignore distractions, build momentum, do your best work, feel more in control, stay positive, deal with potential obstacles, solve problems better, make better decisions. You can summarize the benefits of focus in 5 words: more success with less stress. 5-step system to boost your focus. Step 1, create an environment conducive to focus. The first step to a life of focus is to ensure that your workspace is focus-friendly. You want a comfortable and quiet area to start. Ideally, this would be its own room. You also want to limit distractions, which is best accomplished by taking control of your technology. You also need to set expectations of people who may interrupt you. The good news is this guide includes an entire section about controlling distractions. Step 2, what time works best for you? When do you typically focus the best? While you can't always choose your work hours, it does help if you honor your natural preferences. For example, if you work from home, what time do you find it easiest to focus? For some people, it might be early morning. For others, it might be late at night. People with families may find it easiest to focus when the children are at school. Whatever the case, whenever possible, save the tasks that require the most focus for your preferred hours. Step 3, plan your day. Taking some time each morning or the night before to plan your day will pay off in increased productivity and attention to detail. When you plan your day, you tell yourself exactly what needs your attention. Planning your day also helps you focus because there's no wasted time wondering what to do next. It's all there right in front of you. It's simple to get started as well. You can start small by jotting down one major thing you need to accomplish each day. If that goes well, start jotting down a couple of tasks each day. Before you know it, you'll be planning out each day and enjoying all the benefits that entails. Step 4, single task. Multitasking is a myth. Whew. That felt good to say. Multitasking was the it word in productivity for so many years. It was a badge of honor to juggle many different tasks at once. The concept makes sense. If you can get 5 things done at once, why not? Well, the thing is, we can't. Humans aren't all that capable of doing multiple tasks at once. What we are doing is quickly switching between tasks. This might not seem like a big distinction, but it is. Research has indicated that we could lose up to 40% of our productivity due to task switching. Stanford University research tends to agree. They found that people who are regularly bombarded with several streams of electronic information do not pay attention, control their memory, or switch from one job to another as well as those who prefer to complete one task at a time, a group of Stanford researchers has found. Try to spend more time dedicated to one task at a time. Step 5. Take breaks. Take more breaks if you want to focus better. For some reason, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't make sense that breaking our focus will improve our focus. Huh? The reality is, taking breaks helps you sustain your focus for longer periods. Alejandro Lares explains it like this. Deactivating and reactivating your goals allows you to stay focused, he said. From a practical standpoint, our research suggests that when faced with long tasks, such as studying before a final exam or doing your taxes, it's best to impose brief breaks on yourself. Brief mental breaks will actually help you stay focused on your task. Other research has shown that regular breaks also help you retain information. When it comes to attention management, breaks also give you a chance to step back and reflect on your current goals. Is this task the best use of your attention right now? If you struggle to focus for long periods, start taking regular breaks.